The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Ooh, yeah.
You came in hot.
Coming in hot. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 1st of June.
Whoa.
2026, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're a very close friend of ours. It's at right now.
Yes, we have.
I can't talk about it because, but.
Nope.
But it's. She's being treated wonderfully.
Yeah. If you're going to have to be take tests and for get tests or get to the bottom of something and then went right in and went right
it
in.
It was great.
Yeah. So
you know what we
process of elimination.
We've had a long relationship with Shasta Regional Medical Center, but we can also say we've had friends, many friends that have been there and worked there and stuff like this.
Right.
But the people that we know have been there, they had to go there, have been treated so well. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Alex, you know how you dodged a bullet on Friday, buddy.
Oh, what did I dodge?
You dodged having to throw the baseball back and forth with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, Ben warmed me up on Thursday, and but you dodged the bullet, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But what national days, or do we have any?
Well, we have a lot, but the two you might be interested in the most, National Game Show Day.
Oh, yes. I used to love to watch game shows. Back in the day, Hollywood Squares, Let's Make a Deal. Really never got that much into Wheel of Fortune. I know some people would gather daily and watch that. We'd be their soap opera.
Match game?
Match game, totally. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or is that the dating game?
The dating game.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be fun to do theme show songs.
You know, there were some famous people.
Remember that
there
was
some,
great.
There were a couple, you know, they weren't famous then, that went on to become pretty famous.
Because when you were...
From the dating game.
Well, when you were, like, looking to get work back in the day, there would be a lot of actresses and actors that would go on.
I never thought about that.
Yes.
That they were actors and actresses,
and
young ones, and put them on.
That would be cool. We have a girlfriend, very good girlfriend of ours, that was on that show, who lives in Palm Springs.
It doesn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
Well, you can say her name. She's not embarrassed.
Well,
by
Peggy
it.
Was on it.
Peggy.
Yeah, and I'm sure.
One of the
Gold
Diggers.
There's probably about 5 or 6 more that we do know of that were on it. But, you know, I think Tom Selleck, there was people that were on that show that...
There's some big names that were on.
You know, but again, you were just looking for work, and I think you got paid scale.
See, I had no idea. You know what?
Yeah.
Duh. I just thought they were people that yanked out of the crowd. They acted, you know, yanked them out of the crowd or something. Or, oh, yeah, you could apply for being on the dating game.
I have to say that I don't really watch any game shows now. I know that there's...
I do.
What do you watch?
I watch the news every night, and it's a game show. You know what? Sometimes, you know, you have to ring the bell. Sometimes you have to guess behind which door. Sometimes you have to spin the wheel. But it's, you know.
I like it.
You like that, huh?
I know Steve Martin was a guest on Dating Game very early.
Okay. But can you imagine?
And the newlywed game.
Did he get chosen?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember if he got chosen.
That would be in the butt, Bob.
Oh, I remember that.
Not going to say anything further.
No, don't say another word. And moving right along to the weather.
It's also National Nail Polish Day.
Oh!
So Carl, get out your nail polish.
No, I would
love... Well, you know what?
No.
I do. Let me just tell everybody.
You
I'm sharing
no
here.
Idea.
I don't have nail polish, but I do have super glue on one of my nails because it had cracked all the way down. So if you put super glue on it, and I learned this one from Linda, it'll hold that crack together, and it does. You just have to, you know, put it on there on a regular basis.
Okay, so I wish, speaking of nail polish, you know, like when you think about, when you talk about these national days, or, you know, day of the week, or day of the, what day is it, national? When, can you imagine sitting around with a group of people and naming nail polish. If you only knew when you go get your nails done the names of the nail polishes, it just, you know. And in fact, well, my gal that I go to,
Duck Poop Yellow.
She's had like three or four that she goes, and there's a number on them. She goes, would you like to name one? So I've named two.
Yeah.
But I think that some of these.
You mean you got to actually name them?
Yeah, because they were just came in numbers. She would like to name this. So, but OPI has great names. Great names for polish. So that would be fun. In fact, that would be an interesting little study. Who names Odina Black. Like ice creams. You know, remember Ben and Jerry's that have some really funny name for their ice creams? That was clever.
I don't eat Ben and Jerry.
Oh, gosh.
I know how you feel.
Don't even ask me if you're protesting. I don't want to know. You do not protest ice cream.
No, because Ben and Jerry obviously have built this huge brand. But vanilla's vanilla.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, well, some of them are.
Okay, we've got a lot to cover this morning, really. We only have a little bit of time.
We have a guest at 7:30, and we have Enjoy coming in, hopefully, at 8.
But you threw out the ball.
Okay, wait a minute. You've got to do the weather.
Oh, gosh. Well, I wanted to talk about the ball.
Well, that'll be after the break.
92 today. Yeah, you can feel it already in the morning. It's going to be 92 sunny. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 50. We could have gusts up to 18. I'm not seeing it right now, but there could be gusts up to about 18 miles per hour today. But overnight lows of 60. What a beautiful night. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 93. Clouded and gradually becoming partly cloudy. Around 63 on Tuesday night. Wednesday's calling for 91. Sunny clear skies. Thursday 93 and Friday 93. There's really no high precipitation or anything ahead of us, so we're in the 90s throughout the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, they always bring us the weather report here on KCNR. Thank you for being our weather sponsors. That's Shasta Gas
being
Propane.
Being our friends.
Three generations strong. The Kinney family always doing wonderful things. Love it. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business, always giving seniors and veterans discount.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh, wow. Already. Wasn't ready for that.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. Good morning, and welcome to our Monday edition.
Which has already been a lot of surprises.
I don't know. It just, you know what happens? I don't know. It's the first of the month. I mean, did we go like gangbusters? I think we're just still like numb from a week of every single day. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How was your end of May? And then Memorial Day, the true Memorial Day. You know, if I had not been with you, and really, honored what Memorial Day was about, I don't think before I was in the military, I thought, or you were in the military, and I became with you, what it meant to have the true Memorial Day. Because if people haven't served or they don't do that or go to the Memorial Day services, they think of it as a 3-day weekend, because this is what happens with society or with people who just like cluster things together like presidents' birthdays that go on for 2 weeks. Instead of the real day when somebody was born or what it was about. So I just want to say that, you know, as far as our weekend went, Friday night was, of course, opening night at Cole 45. They've done such a beautiful job out there. It is really,
you know, Rick and,
a beautiful
and,
hang.
Rick and Patty Bassetti have done such a great job. And the Cole 45's team this year, and, you know, all college kids, and, you know, the atmosphere in the on the sidelines in their, you know, in their dugout there is incredible. And I'll tell you why. They had a little, the bat, it was a bat girl.
Uh-huh.
She was probably, what, 6, 7, something like that. 6, 7, or 8, something like that. And our grandson, Michael, was a bat boy there one time. And there's no offensive language.
No.
There's nothing like that going on in that dugout. And I mean, that's, you know, and they live to that. So, you know, for the kids that are, you know, sometimes you wonder, you know, they have a bad inning or something, what's being said. Well, these kids take it and they understand there's a child in there and there's fans close and all this. And they comport themselves as gentlemen.
Well, you know, I got to say that Rick and Patty Bassetti, they, you know, what I notice is that, you know, we're all getting older, and they are like
teenagers.
They're monsters when it comes to their energy and what they do, because they are just nonstop the entire time. Like getting there the day of so early, and the weeks leading up to it, and what they've done with their energy to keep improving, keep a standard. And then, of course, the people that you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. So there's people like Gus McIntyre and our friend that has a cement business. You know, these people have been mainstays with helped.
Voice Muse, yes. And his beautiful wife.
Yes, and so they've added like high top cocktail tables. They have beer and wine. They have wonderful food, snow cones, great. They've got great swag right now that you can buy. But it just, it's fun to people watch. And, you know, it's not like a bunch of drunks.
And the stands were full. That was the thing. Stands were full. And, yes, Linda sang the national anthem.
The Lions brought out their big flag.
Yeah, and the players on both teams spread the flag out. And
it was beautiful. So that was great spirit.
You sang the national anthem, and then you and Scott Lewis sang God Bless America right. in the seventh inning. And then after you sang the national anthem, it was time for me to walk out
yeah.
in front of everybody
uh-huh.
and throw out the first pitch of the season.
Right.
Well, when I was asked to do that a month ago, okay, you know, I've played baseball a lot in my life and softball. And then I thought, I haven't thrown a ball in 30 years. So I turned to my staff, and Ben goes out with me on Thursday after the show. We had, and Sue brought in two baseball gloves. I hit the baseball. And after a couple of throws, I had Ben move really close to the wall, or closer to the wall, because my throws were not all right in the strike zone. They were in a lot of different places. Anyway, so we warmed up.
In windshields?
No, yeah, and that's the other thing. I had cars on either side of me because we did it in our parking lot. So that kind of, you know, that kind of kept me in there. I didn't hit a car or get close to a car. And then the next day, my brother, Ted Leidy, rolls in, and we go out to Caldwell Field where there's a mound. And it's just a good thing he brought Ginger, his golden retriever, because she was retrieving balls. I was throwing weird, Ted threw weird, and here's Ginger running back and forth, saved us 1,000 steps. And she'd bring it right back to you and drop it in your hand. And she'd wait. She said, this is the greatest game. I can run through the mud. I can lay in the dirty water. So we did that. So then going out in front of all the people, and the only thing I could think of was this. Don't let it roll in. Don't throw it. Hang on to the ball too long and bounce it 5 feet in front of you. Right. Anyway, it made it all the way in, and it went right to the catcher.
It did.
And so it was, you know what, I have not had pressure like that since
since we did Dancing with the Stars.
Since Dancing with the Stars in January. Since Dancing with the Stars. Anyway, it was a great game. Now, Memorial Day on Saturday, just a big shout-out to Shasta County Veterans.
They did a beautiful job.
Affiliated Council. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful job. They bring down the colors that are there, you know, with honor, and they put up the new colors. A group of singers are there, and they sing all the hymns of the different services. And yeah, Space Force actually has a hymn. Nobody's ever met anybody in Space Force, but I assume that they're there. Laying of the Wreaths was beautiful, and it was a very nice ceremony.
Flyover. There was a flyover.
Yeah, flyover.
And,
well, it was a Cessna,
and
then, but it was and a then, flyover.
And let, I want to talk about that afterwards, because we invited three young Marines. When I say young, they're probably 30, when they're late 20s and their 30s. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of what happens with the veterans and the activity in the Reading area are older Marines. And I think, I don't know if that has to do with, the digital generation.
Yeah.
And so everything's online, and you guys come out and support. And so I invited these three Marines that I've just recently had in my have come into my life, is it's really important. I want to introduce you to Carl. You were a keynote speaker. It was important for them to see and hear and be around the others and have that day. But what I wanted to say is that afterwards, you know, everybody could leave the Grove and walk over to the Breezeway, and they had
at the Civic
a free lunch.
Complimentary
sounds much better. But Holiday Market, Reading Rancheria, the Honorable Cara Betty and Michael Pallmeyer, David Kehoe, Riverview Sunset Rotary Club, and Judith Kehoe, thanks to their help and their generosity, that lunch was provided.
Complimentary lunch. They were, you know, they put up tents for everybody. Everybody was in the shade. They had seating. Most everybody. The singers. And who are the singers?
Okay, I'm looking right now because they have, they're called the Acapella Soundwave.
Yeah.
And they used to be the Sweet Adelines, but now there's some guys that have been included and they did a great job. And I love that they just said, we're not going to compete anymore. We're doing this because we love each other and we want to do it. And they still go out and they do singing telegrams and stuff. So I thought that was really great. And then I want to do a shout out for the two young gentlemen who did Echo Taps.
Great job.
Wow.
Anyway, but,
James Messenger from and Christopher Joyce from Foothill High School. That was a beautiful job. A lot of times, it seems that you don't really get to hear taps live. There'll be a recording that sounds like it's live that comes through something, but this was beautiful. Really, just a beautiful event.
And again, a big shout out.
And your speech was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
People are going to want a copy of that speech.
Well.
It was because you said it was important. What you said, there were some lines in that, and it was not a long, drawn out. It was like
500 words.
500 words. 500 now, meaningful words.
You don't. You know, I've been to places where it's warm and all that, and the person goes on and on. You don't need to do that to be able to explain what Memorial Day is. And I was able to honor one of my fallen comrades from Ramadi. So, anyway, big shout out to Debbie and Tom Johnson for this. Okay, something else happened that was really, and no names mentioned, nothing where we were or anything, but we have six of us were together.
Right, six of us.
And we just had a wonderful time. I will say we were up at Mount Shasta. And the girls go off on a 3-mile walk and working on the yard, you know, just waiting for you to come back so we have breakfast. Halfway through breakfast, or toward the end of breakfast, one of us, neither Linda or I, of course, is speaking. And this person is very, very articulate, very verbal. Couldn't put sentences together. And all of us, it was so noticeable. And her facial expression had changed. Well, as it turns out, after she had had a...
We think.
Well,
not sure it's...
Well, she had said that's what they thought she had. Mm-hmm. It was with TBI. Mm-hmm. No, is it TBI?
I have to look it up.
Look it up. And what that is it's a mini stroke. And it was noticeable.
All of it.
And then noticed. But then she recovered within like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it was so noticeable while it was going on. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to tell everybody out there. If you're having a conversation with somebody or you see somebody, you know, somebody or you're with somebody and all of a sudden they start having problems with words. Mm-hmm. And they repeat themselves, and their face changes. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it comes with it goes to almost no expression. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, you know, when you're smiling and all that, it just goes to no expression. I urge you to look up what it is.
TBI is traumatic brain injury.
No, it's not TBI then.
Temporary.
It's temporary, and we're going to look up the term again. It was... I mean, luckily, it passed right then, and they got her to Shasta Regional, or got the person to Shasta Regional, where they did all types of tests. and she ends up spending the night in the hospital. And I mean, she was back to normal in 5 minutes.
But she did say when she came out, I wasn't feeling quite, I'm trying to find because there was so much the texting going back and forth. Let's see. TIA.
TIA. Yeah. It's called TIA.
Yeah. And okay. So they do have these, you know, you can have legal, like the electrical part of your brain. Well, anyway. Okay.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. The reason we want to talk about this, yeah, hang on for a second, is because I've never seen it before. I've heard about it. You know, I've heard many strokes. It's called TIA. And this is something that if somebody with you starts to have these symptoms, you need to get them to the hospital. You need to get them to the hospital as soon as you can. Okay, now we take a break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress, District 2. He spent his life responding to moments of crisis, in emergency response, in mental health, and in service to people during some of the hardest moments of their lives. And right now, Americans are exhausted. Exhausted by division. Exhausted by political fighting. Exhausted by leaders who spend more time attacking each other than solving problems. Families are struggling with rising costs of everyday items. Communities feel overwhelmed. And too many people feel like nobody in Washington is truly listening anymore. He's running to bring calm, practical leadership to District 2, from the Redwoods to the Ranchlands. Leadership that responds, because Americans don't need more chaos. We need leaders who can stay calm under pressure, leaders who can bring people together again, and leaders who remember that public service is about people, not politics. Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress, District 2. Forward. Together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message, paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls us a liar. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Thank you so much. We love our listeners. Yeah.
Somebody
thank
called in so and told us it was TIA.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
We
have the smartest listeners in the world.
Help us, help us, help us. This is Casey and Art. No, we need it.
No, it's true.
Right.
We need help.
Yeah, but okay, welcome back. 7:34 in the morning. Glad to have you with us this morning on our Monday show.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff Wurst. I know. And Alex coined the phrase, for the best, call worst. There you go. Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we got to get him on.
Yeah, because he has been, we've been associated with Jeff for the whole show. I mean, 16 years. And he's been repairing windshields for 10 years past that. And if there's anything about a windshield that needs to be repaired that Jeff doesn't know, I don't think it's happened yet. So whether it's a small chip or a crack up that 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yeah, for the whole life of the windshield. You heard my story about he fixed a 6-inch crack on my windshield. And it lasted 18 years. Never could see it after he fixed it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. If you're not sure, if you're not, oh, I got a chip, is it, you know, should I bring your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RV, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a free inspection and analysis. And if you do need to have it fixed, he brings it into a climate-controlled area. He puts his special mixture on it, and he fixes it. Jeff Wurst, he is, like I said, the windshield whisperer, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. I was getting a bunch of stuff in the mail about this proposed motorcycle training facility at Anderson River Park. And I hadn't heard of it, but the city of Anderson has scrapped the proposed motorcycle training facility due to community opposition. It was in the early conceptual stages when city leaders presented it to the public in May after a public meeting on May 6th. City manager Joey Forsyth Deshaye announced the project will not move forward. So city officials say Anderson River Park will continue to serve as a community asset. Great. And then Advance Reading, in case you haven't heard it yet, they're closing. And they've canceled all events scheduled after July 4th, after the Freedom Festival, all the fireworks. And they've moved the rock off the rock orchestra by candlelight, which is in September, and the Nutcracker in November. That will go to the Cascade Theater. They've canceled the Gypsy Kings. This is just some of them.
Love the Gypsy Kings.
Gary Owen, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago, Pat Benatar, Bonnie Raitt. Rodney Carrington, and, several others. They've all been canceled. So if you have tickets, just go back and start the process to get your money refunded, which they will do. They're going to refund everything.
It's a sad situation in the sense that, we don't have a venue now that can carry the larger at this point. We will. But, I feel my heart feels bad because I know that it's been a long road to try to carry, the civic and the concerts. And I guess there comes a time, when you're looking at funds and we're seeing what's happening when you've got the DA and there's six people cut out, they've left, or there's not funding. This is how it's going to happen, where there's just going to be things that are not going to be funded.
And the thing about it is, a city needs a civic auditorium. And obviously we can't continue to put tens of thousands of dollars into it every month, and it continued to lose money. When the city had it, it was costing the city $1 million plus a year to keep the civic open. And then Advance Reading took it over for, what's it been now? At least 10 years. And they have, it was running well. A number of things happened. Bethel, which used to have their school there, that got pulled off because after COVID, a lot of their classes went online. They were using it for church services and so they didn't need to do that. So the so now here we are, not having the Civic. They want to have it open for certain events. That's just, you know, Cool April Nights and the Freedom Fest. And now that they're putting out a request for proposal from other people. And it's, is this going to be something that they're going to sell? Will they sell the Civic and the property on the Civic to somebody?
Mm.
And before everybody gets right. uptight on this, well, it's a community. If it's not being used by the community and you get somebody in here that says they want to buy the Civic and the property around the Civic, it doesn't mean all the riverfront or anything like that. Do we go back to looking at that?
It should be interesting with this, you know, who's in charge right now that can make these decisions, right?
Yeah. Our city council. Okay, election day. Tomorrow is election day, June 2nd. How many, I'm just wondering, how many people have already mailed in their ballots? How many people are just holding them like Linda and I are? And to tomorrow, we will wander down to our polling place and hand them in. So, and I think that's what we'll do right after the show. We'll just trot on down there. Mm-hmm. And to the Yuba Street, to the Vets Hall there, where we're that's our polling place, and hand ours in. And see, it's the gubernatorial race, the primaries. All these primaries. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the 1st District and the 5th District. You've got, some heavy advertising going on. You've got three people running in the 1st District, of course. Kevin Cry, the incumbent, Aaron Reznor, and Rich Gallardo. You, in the 5th, you've got Chris Kellstrom, the incumbent, Gallagher, and Oxley running in the 5th. You also have this measure about voting. You know, a measure put on there by over 10,000 people, signatures, that says they have people have to vote on one day, they have to show ID, all of which, most of which, goes against California law. So it would be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, if the people say, yes, this is the way we want to do it, which is, you know, people showing ideas is approved like 80% of the country. And also, there is a measure on the ballot that is the whole state is voting on about showing ID when you vote.
Voter ID.
And I hope it passes. Then you've got, of course, we've got the primaries for our new district, District 2, that we're in. And then and in District 1, who is going to take Congressman Lamoff's place. And, you know, Gallagher's running for that. Jim Gallagher is running for that. And hopefully that, you know, he will prevail. So he'll do the last 6 months. In the 2nd District, Huffman's got a huge machine behind him. He's been a congressman for 8 years. So, and he will represent not only parts of San Francisco, but almost all of the North State here. A large part of the North State, let me put it that way. And that's going to be interesting. There's governor's race, Becerra, has come on strong since Swalwell ate himself with his sexual misadventures. And Steve Hilton are in the lead right now. So it could be a runoff between, it looks like if you look at the polls, it's going to be, they're going to run, it'll be Becerra and Hilton in the election. And then in Los Angeles, Karen Bass is running for reelection. And this is the Karen Bass that was out of the country when Pacific Palisades and all that burnt down. There was no water in the pipes. There's been no rebuilding of it, and she's being challenged by a former reality star that is his messaging has been so effective, and funny. He uses AI and all this, and he is just, and he's Pratt, and he is just hammering her. But what does she have to stand on? And, you know, the homelessness, she said there'll be no homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
By December 31st, 2026, at the end of my term. Well, it's only 43,000 and growing down in Los Angeles. So it's hard to brag about that. So anyway, all tomorrow. Now we don't get to vote. I don't get to vote in the supervisor's race because we live in the second district. Thanks to the redistricting that we had.
Right. So without a choice.
Without a choice. Anyway, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's favorite place.
Well, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Oh, I hope I find that turquoise earring that has fallen out somewhere. Anyway, yes, they are a wonderful one-stop place. It's the only...
But that was not Four Winds Jewelry that
No. So I have something that matches a squash blossom. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading for all your jewelry needs. Voted best in the North State for 4 years going, and you'll find out why. We'll be right back.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, to me, that's Memorial Day weekend. I know they made it into a 3-day weekend, which was celebrated last week. And it always kind of bothered me when you do something like that. Oh, let's just have it, make it on a Monday so it can be a national holiday. And I don't care who it is. Pretty soon it starts losing the meaning to many people. It's just a 3-day weekend. Baseball, barbecues, trips, those kind of things.
Right.
And you lose the true meaning of some of our holidays.
You know, I wanted to ask our listeners because, and of course we've got, James Masada coming on and he's, with Enjoy. We're going to talk about, you know, what's happening in the monthly edition as well as his new chocolatier, which is absolutely gorgeous downtown. Talk about classy and state of the art, but also because he knows a lot of people in town. So I'm going to reach out to our listeners because we're in that, kind of like, you know, we have elderly parents or we have friends that, we've known for a long time. I've been now in Reading since 2005. So going on 21 years. And, you know, as people age or they have health difficulties, they decide to scale down. And they've thrown wonderful dinner parties. They've had beautiful things. And they're like, now what do I do? We're going to scale down, but we don't know what to do with our stuff. And so they've been reaching out to me, a couple of different circumstances. And I'm like, I don't know what to say because we had this conversation over the weekend. Some people don't want their stuff anymore or they're not attached to their stuff. Even the current age of us that we'll hear people say. And then the younger generation doesn't want mom's china or grandmother's china. They want IKEA and they want disposable throwaways. That's why you can walk into Goodwill and see a fabulous 150-piece set of china for like $49. And you're like, what? So anyway, if you have the name of somebody who is a great person that can go in and evaluate and do an estate or does this kind of thing on the side where they look for collectibles or they know what to do, you know, call me. Let me know here at the station because I certainly could use more information with people that love to do this, are passionate about doing this, and have a heart for people who maybe they love their stuff. So, you know, there's kind of an honor thing that goes on when you go into somebody's home and you don't go, oh, look at that, that sofa is going to sell for $50, you know, because it probably will, but at least be kind about it. A lot of people don't want any, like, old, big, used furniture, but anyway, so do let me know here at the station, and I would be in contact with those people and have them after I go to their house and sit with them over coffee and talk about what their plans are. Then I would like to be able to, you know, have some place to have them go.
Hey,
turn to
Alex. You're into the film industry here.
Yep,
in indies and all that. Have you ever heard of a production company called A24?
Oh yeah.
Okay. This is an interesting story. There's a horror film. It's called Backrooms. is projected to have grossed more than $81 million domestically and $118 million worldwide in the opening weekend. It's the best debut in A24's history. And the concept is from a message board on 4chan. In 2019, an anonymous user posted an image of empty yellow wallpapered rooms and encouraged others to upload similarly disquieting images. Now,
I've heard of the movie. Yes.
One user characterized the images as backrooms, with the concept inspiring a YouTube series by then 16-year-old director Kane Parsons. A24 tapped Parsons to adapt his series into a feature-length film. At age 20, he is the youngest director in the company's history. And the company is valued at $3.5 billion. It started out as a film distribution company. So you've got a 20-year-old director that put things that were started on 4chan, then went to YouTube, and now went out in a regular movie and has grossed $118 million worldwide.
Yeah.
In its opening weekend. That's more than some, you know.
That's more than I make in a year.
Well, but it's more than some, you know, well-known production companies do. So, are you familiar with this?
A24 takes a lot of chances. They actually did a movie a while back that I like a lot that was based on a Twitter feed. And it's a good movie. But yes, I'm very familiar with A24.
So this is the kind of thing that, I mean, the kid's 20, and I can say he's a kid. He's 20, and I imagine, this kind of reminds me of the Blair Witch Project.
Exactly.
That they did for like nothing.
Right.
They did for nothing, and it made $350 million at the box office.
It's kind of the thing where that YouTube series, the hype online is what sold it. That's why so many people are going to see it.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but I want to.
Well, I guess you can go to YouTube and look at it. And in fact, it's got a link right here. It says watch series. So I have no idea how it can be a horror film, but obviously it is. But the Blair Witch Project was all psychological.
Yeah.
Right.
Until the last scene. And then it kind of like, whoa.
Yep.
And yeah, but then it went into the Blair Witch Project. I think it had, what, two sequels?
How many spinoffs? But
the sequels weren't that great.
No, they weren't. They were nothing. You know, that first one was perfect in the sense of what it was trying to do. Okay. Going to be warm this week?
Well, we're in the 90s, of course.
Yeah.
We're in the 90s, and, you know.
I'm starting off June by getting a load of hay today. I'll be moving hay this morning. And I prefer not to start off June like that. But
you know, we watched last night, and I just want to say we are watching the Dutton Ranch. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And last night was, you know, we were going
it's a spinoff of Yellowstone, and it's Rip and
well, I'll tell you what, that was
Rip
a hard one last night.
And Beth
right.
have moved to Texas, and there's a story behind that. But, last night was a gut wrencher.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Cole Hauser played a good part.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, you know, upped his acting game.
Right.
And the, you know, Beth's always great.
Right.
So, and you've got, you know, I wouldn't have handled it the way he would have, but I understand why Rip handled it that way. So if you have not seen the Dutton Ranch, it's on Paramount Plus. You know,
well,
if you're looking for, you know, it's good acting and it tells a story and it's conflict and overcoming conflict and love for each other
ranching.
And the family. And it's all ranch and it's ranching and what ranchers face. It's a great series like that. Okay. Our guest when we come back will be Enjoy the Magazine, James Masana, and we're going to be talking about that, like Linda said. Plus, James has opened up a chocolate shop, and he's got some, let me just say, being somebody that appreciates chocolate now and then, I have to put my hand over my face, so kind of blind myself on my left side. When I walk past the shop,
yes,
otherwise I
yes,
go in there every day.
Yes, because it's wonderful. Now, gas prices Is it my imagination, but is this like the most gouging time of our lives when it comes to gas?
Gas keeps going up and down. I can't figure it out. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is another jolt for the tenuous U.S.-Iran ceasefire. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged fire again. At the same time, Israeli forces have moved deeper into Lebanon, more far into Lebanon than they've been in at least 25 years, going after Iranian proxy Hezbollah. Amid all of the uncertainty, President Trump insists that everything is going to work out in the end. He says that Iran really wants to make a deal.
The president says such a deal would be a good one for Washington and its allies. However, Mr. Trump also says it was tougher to negotiate with Iran amid all the political commentary surrounding the conflict. His post on social media comes only hours after the U.S. military says it struck Iranian military sites. Mr. Trump's remarks also come after Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they targeted a U.S. base in response.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Backed by Britain, the French Navy has intercepted another Russia-linked oil tanker that's under international sanctions. Steps have been taken to address violent demonstrations at a site in New Jersey's largest city.
There's now a curfew around Delaney Hall, an immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey, where clashes have happened between protesters and federal agents, including ICE, that's now drawing in local and state police. Governor Mikey Sherrill describes one over the weekend where she says three protesters were arrested.
They threw projectiles, they used barriers as weapons, and lit tires on fire in the streets.
Those comments, courtesy WABC, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka imposing a curfew from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. around Delaney Hall. I'm Julie Walker.
You can forget the musical acts. President Trump says he is going to headline the Great American State Fair celebration of the country's 250th anniversary later this month on the National Mall. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new break you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-499-5331. 800-499-5331. 800-499-5331.
A senator in the Philippines faces corruption charges, says that he will surrender.
Jingoy Estrada said he will give himself up to authorities after he allegedly pocketed huge sums in flood control projects. The Philippine senator has strongly denied allegations, mainly by a former government public works engineer, that he received more than 570 million pesos, that's $9.3 million, in the kickbacks. Estrada has suggested the corruption cases he's facing and his arrest are a result of him being aligned with the camp of former President Rodrigo Duterte and his daughter, incumbent Vice President Sara Duterte, a former ally, but now an arch political rival of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers in Laos are searching for another way into a flooded cave where two people have been trapped for almost 2 weeks. Heavy rain has made the main entry impassable. Five other people were previously rescued. Townhall.com. There is a new pill that's giving a new lease on life to some cancer patients.
A new study has found that a pill called Darixonrasib is helping people with advanced pancreatic cancer live longer. Researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, say the drug blocks a mutated protein that fuels tumor growth in more than 90% of pancreatic cancer cases. Dr. Zev Weinberg, who led the study, says the daily pills nearly double survival time, a median of 13.2 months. And with fewer side effects compared to additional chemotherapy. The findings are in the New England Journal of Medicine and were presented Sunday at the American Society for Clinical Oncology meeting in Chicago. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump is fuming about a court ruling blocking his renovation plans for the Kennedy Center. The president calls the judge who issued the ruling an anti-Trump hater. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com takes you right to our website and get all the information there. And you can pop the streaming button and listen to us all over. That comes in real handy for a lot of people, and then our archives, they can't listen to the show. But our baseball games, Colt 45 baseball, started this weekend, and a lot of and parents from all over the country tune in.
That's a bright spot.
Yeah, it really is a bright spot.
And the guy sitting next to me during the game, is his son's playing, and he's from Susanville. So he can't be here all the time. He says, no, I listen to your station every game. And it provides a service. And
right.
He said, oh, no, it comes in, your announcer's great. And when, you know.
Our team is really good.
Oh, man, I tell you what, they are hitting that ball.
It's a good time.
I always hoped that that would grow and grow.
And it has. They've done such a beautiful job.
They keep doing new things to
There's heart. There's heart in that hole.
A lot of it's transparent. It's like bringing in all this special dirt for the infield. See, that's transparent to all the fans, but for the players, it means is that when the ball hits the ground, it comes up straight. It doesn't go sideways.
Doesn't hit a big, gigantic dirt clod.
Yeah. Alex, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And it's National
Game Show Day.
Game Show Day, we talked about that.
And Nail Polish Day.
Okay.
Got a couple more there besides that.
So what's the weather look like, Linda Bach?
Today's going to be around 92, sunny, of course. We could get gusts up to about 18 miles per hour. We're looking at right now downtown. There's just really the leaves on the trees are,
slight.
Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 60. Now, tomorrow, which is Tuesday, increasing clouds, but it'll be around 93, clearing up tomorrow night with 63. As we go through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're all in the 90s, the lower 90s. That's pretty good up until Sunday, where we get, it drops Sunday to about 84.
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to say it was going to go into
100. Yeah, not yet. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned, a veteran-owned company, the Kinney family. Three generations strong. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs, as well as senior and veteran discounts always. Okay, so here we are. It's the first Monday of the month, which we know, gosh, it's falling right on the first and the first day of the month, is always a really good time for us because we bring in our friends from Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada, and Rhonda is on location.
Yeah, Rhonda's doing her grandbaby stuff.
Yeah, she's gathering up
back
stories.
Back east.
Yep.
Grabbing a bunch of kids and bringing them out for a month.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
She's so bringing them out for a month.
So yeah. James Masada's with us. And so, James, this is the 237th issue of Enjoy.
Scary.
And, yes, and so you're a founding person that has been involved with all of that. We're going to go through some of the stories and what we're doing here, wonderful things because there are a lot of great highlighted
stories
in here.
Yeah. But first, we want to talk about
your business.
Your business,
your
right
new,
down a block down the street.
Oh, thank God.
The
you know I love to talk about myself.
Well, you know, you are, what I would say, when I think of James Masada, you're a person that could stay up 24 hours because you just are, when you work, you're one of the hardest workers I've ever known in my life.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I'm a pretty hard worker, and that's what I enjoy. Like, I don't know. I quite often thought if I didn't work, what would I do? And I think I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
I think I always will do something.
Right, right.
I can't stand to just do nothing, right? So I appreciate that recognition. And I will say now that I've turned 58.
When was your birthday?
In October.
Okay.
So but it's amazing how 58 is, I want to say the new 28, but it's not in the energy level.
Right.
I don't have the energy anymore. It's weird. I think of myself, just like the other day I was talking to a friend and somebody took a picture of me from behind and I was like, I really didn't even recognize my own head because it's like, I feel like I still have hair.
Uh huh.
And I was like, who is that? Really, like, oh my God, that's me? I'm not really that bald, am I? And yes, you're that bald, you're that tired, you're just not, it is what it is. It's called growing old.
growing old.
But
so that's why I always look to you, because to me, Carl is somebody that aspires me to show grace, and not that you're that old, but you're older than I am, and I just am like, wow, if he can do it,
yeah,
I should be able to, except I'm just not going to have the pretty hair.
Well, I think that and what am I trying to say? In pairing with what you say is that it's important to know that I never want him to stop working,
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her idea for retirement is me dropping dead right here. Tell us about your
working
new business.
Working keeps you alive.
It does. You know what? And I've talked to this about several other people. You know, they're getting up there. They're really their past, quote, retirement age.
Sure.
But what are you going to do? You have to do something to keep yourself, active, to keep your brain active.
Yeah.
If you just quit. I mean,
I'm sure there are
quits.
Plenty of people that have done things and then retired and had a great retirement.
There have been, I'm sure.
I'm telling you, personally, in my life, people that I know that somehow get to that point and retire, many of them die or get sick and die when they don't have something.
They don't have something. They don't have something
weird
to get up
and
for
I know
every
that's
day.
Not the cause, yeah. But
no.
But there is some weird thing, and I'm always freaked out. I'm like, if you stop working, you're
going to
die.
Well, because there's been celebrities that's happened to, like football coaches, baseball coaches. I mean, like the guy from Alabama, Bear Bryant, retires a week later, dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, my neighbor did the same thing. I mean, he retired and like 2 months later had a massive stroke
and
hasn't been home in 7 years.
That's the thing is that you plan on doing this, and then all of a sudden, now I'm going to take that time. Well, time's caught up with you.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell us about the chocolate shop.
It's doing really well. I mean, we're really excited.
What's the name of it?
Spencer James Confectioners.
There you go.
1409 Market Street. So we're just down,
right down the street here.
Cinders and Taste and See and From the Hearth and Chiropractic
right there.
First. Yeah. And we continue to grow. We finally got our approval for the kitchen that's needed, so that construction in the back will start. And once that opens up and is in and approved, actually, they just walked by my contractor down the street. We'll be able to do a lot more of the things that we've had envisioned for the space.
Well, what about the, you've got, are you serving coffee yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is that got to be something that?
Oh, definitely. I mean,
you've got everything set up.
Yeah.
And it smells great in there, but you're just not serving.
No, not the coffee yet. And that's because we need the kitchen in place for approval.
Okay. Got it.
What we've been approved to do is we have a commercial kitchen down the street that we make all of our chocolates in, and then we bring them down. And so they're packaged and ready to go.
I'm not going to ask you about permitting and the inspections because I don't want to put the kibosh on you. But yeah, it's been taking some time.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So,
and I will say, in all honesty, partly that's due to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not 100%. You know, I throw the county or city under the bus.
This is a team effort.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sometimes you just get crazy to get things done, and then you don't. You know, you don't cross your T's and dot your I's, and so, you know, it is what it is. And but we are there. We finally
great. That's super.
Submitted everything, and it was like, okay, this looks good, and now we can go to, you know, permitting and planning and building.
Well, I can tell people, my friends, if you haven't had a chance to go down there, go down there. The shop is really beautiful, and the confections they have there, the chocolate and this.
We have prepackaged stuff that you can just grab, right? And then we also kind of have resurrected our gifting program. So we have beautiful crates that we can deliver locally, or we can ship for you like we've done in the past. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun. Chocolate's fun.
Chocolate is fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and I keep saying, I don't like chocolate. Well, I do like chocolate. And, you know,
sometimes it's the right chocolate, right?
Because it's got to be the right chocolate. No, it's not.
We get a lot of people that really like dark, but they like a semi-sweet dark, or they're those like my wife that like the stuff that seems like it just came right out of the dirt, where there's, you know, it's 90% pure cacao. And I'm just like, wow. But you know what? I've recently discovered there are a lot of people that really like white chocolate, even though technically it's not chocolate. It's a derivative of
well, you know what?
That's all they like.
I've had white chocolate before, and it's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the chocolate, you know, and you're right. You can get this dark chocolate. We have to take a break. You get this dark chocolate that's really dark.
Yeah.
And it's got it's got its own flavor.
Yes.
And
when I taste it, I think, how did chocolate ever become something? Because at some point somebody tasted that. And how do they think that would ever taste
good?
Who
ate the first oyster?
Or, all that stuff.
Yeah, who ate that? And then went, oh, that's pretty good. You know, just put a little salsa on it. And they go, salsa? Mm-hmm. No. Okay, hey, we were here with James Masada from, and tell us the name again.
Spencer James Confectioners. Enjoy Spencer Magazine.
James Confectioner and Enjoy Magazine. We come back, we're going to talk the articles in Enjoy. And start out with Aqua Golf.
Yep.
And we'll be right back. I got you.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I'm going to make that James's
with Carl.
Theme song.
And I am talking, Alex. Carl Linda Bott. Broadcasting live and streaming on KCNRradio.com. Okay, Alex.
I was going to say that's going to be James' theme song when he comes on.
Okay, got it.
Because that's usually the very first article that we cover in Enjoy Magazine is the What I Enjoy.
Yeah.
So that's the people in your neighborhood.
There you go. Hey, we're here with James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine.
Rhonda's out.
Rhonda's gathering grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Now, I read about this, and, you know, you have Chris Hadrick and company involved in it, and a couple other people. They bought Aqua Golf, and they have completely revamped it. So you've got an article here.
Dan and Mark Rhodes is the other. So the Hadrick boys, the brothers.
Yeah. Chris and Ryan.
Chris and Ryan, And they had the opportunity, I guess the Kutris approached them as an investor potentially, and from what the article says, and this Aqua Golf is very iconic to Reading. This space particularly, I'm sure there's lots of Aqua Golfs all over, but you know, every city has something that represents it in one way, and this is one of those things that's in the beautiful Park Marina area. And they acquired it and then decided to run it in its condition for a while and get lots of feedback from the community and those that use the facility. And then once they gather that information, they shut it down for a while and then spent the time.
Redid everything?
Redid everything. They put a great cover over the top. They put new concrete in. And there's chairs, relaxing, you know, fans and heaters and beautiful chairs to relax.
I will tell you the truth. I've gone past Aqua Golf a thousand times.
Mm-hmm. Never been there.
Never been there.
Want to go?
I was driving by.
We'll go.
I was driving by the other
Once
day.
Once you go, you go.
I was driving by the other day. It was completely full.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, completely full. And I'm like, see, to me,
hitting
a golf ball into the water has always been something I hate doing. But on something like this, you want to hit it.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a floating green.
Yep.
It goes back and forth. There's somebody going to be watching you. You buy the balls for like, I don't know, 3 for $10, 5 for $15, 10 for $20. If you get a hole in one, you get $1,000.
Once a month they do
once
it.
Once a month they do that.
And the hole is sponsored usually by a company.
That's so cute.
That participates in it. And
it's
then
a
they
great
have,
idea.
Yeah, they have another one, another green that's out there, and I don't remember what that's. You win a gift certificate.
Right, $10 it says.
Oh, if you hit it, it sounds a horn.
Right, sounds a horn. You get a $10 gift card from the Feature Business Business.
That's
from, yeah,
the
that's
business.
So cool.
Sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's got a small metal sign on it, so you got to hit the sign.
Yeah. It's a great place to hang out now, you know. What it reminds me now more is like if you take the family out bowling, right?
Right.
This is now a great alternative. Well, and I'm going to tell you what, every time I do it, every time, by day two, I can barely move. Oh. I'm so sore.
Well, we need to do it because we've got a golf tournament coming up that we have to be in, and I haven't hit a ball.
Special Olympics.
And I just thought, let's go to Aqua Golf, and we'll just
hit
some balls.
That's a great way to get loosened
up. Yeah, yeah.
And
I just kind of feel like can my eye-hand coordination.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be out there. You know, it's a Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where
you don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Well. Linda doesn't really have to worry about hurting anybody.
No.
I have to worry about when I hit because it's...
Are you a slicer?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm a hooker. Sometimes I'm a hooker. Sometimes a slicer. Sometimes it goes straight down the fairway and we all do, I'll do my happy dance and off we go. So, yeah, Aqua Golf. And it's open and it looks like a great time.
Yeah, it's always... My kids go there. I mean, they love it, you know. So you don't have to spend days there, but if you go there for an hour or two or whatever. I was reading the article a little bit. I don't know if they have anything there. I always wish that you could get beer and wine or some kind of a food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe they bring in trucks.
Oh.
I don't know if they do or not. I have, you know, it might have said more farther in the article. I didn't read the whole thing.
Okay.
But that would be, you know, they're taking information from people that attend and go, and my thing would be is beer and wine and food trucks.
Right. Well, it says eventually, Chris Heydrich, that they like to add a restaurant to offer some Riverside dining.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And there's only a handful of aquatic ranges in the country, actually.
See? Turn the page and you'll find out more.
Well, there's the closest one is the Grand Reno, the resort in the Sierra in Reno. But anyway, so I think it's fantastic and definitely we're going to get going. We're going to go there within the week.
I haven't been there since they've remodeled everything, but I'm curious because one of my favorite things was the little thing that went around to collect the balls.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little floating thing.
Right.
That had like arms that to pick up the balls when they float.
Because the balls float. I've got a story about collecting golf balls, but that's for another time. When you turn
in Riverview,
page,
they have the guy that drives around on the range that picks up the balls, but he's doing it while you're driving.
So yeah, well, I mean in the water.
Hit the cage the collector.
I used to dive with my dive gear in all these golf courses in
Albuquerque,
New Mexico. Thousands of golf balls in there. As far as you could see, and I would take a big bag and, you know, just gather them in, dump them into these big, these like a 50-gallon drum, go back out. And, they paid me for every ball. And then they turned around and sold
them.
This ball.
Yeah.
Hey, move to page 26. Setting the tempo. Cleveland Bonet builds local jazz community.
Yes.
Great story. This has been.
Well, you have a connection because you're
right.
But it was also a success. It's been a success.
Oh, yeah. He put together a 40-piece orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I went in, because I did one song,
uh-huh.
and Joe Catania did one song, and there was another singer, there's three of us, that did this really wonderful concert. And we rehearsed over here across at the Old City Hall. And I got tears came up because when those violins hit.
Because you have strings in it, which is really unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he had the first one down at Sequoia
School.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it was, it was like 400 people.
So this
were in
weekend, there's still tickets, and there's a whole article about this. I'm so happy to see this article. In fact, I'm rehearsing with him today about Cleveland Bonet and putting this together with North State Jazz Orchestra. And the show will be this weekend.
Is a jazz orchestra something that's new and unique?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
I think it sounds really cool.
Yeah, they're doing some of originals. Like the song I did was an original score that Cleveland did with the song we chose.
Oh.
So each person got an original score. Like say.
Wow.
You know, so, and the whole orchestra plays on this particular arrangement. But then they paid homage to other jazz arrangers, where they would do these songs. And I mean, there's the whole trumpet section, jazz section. They're all like, they're coming from all over the place to play. And then maybe he's added strings or parts on top of
that. To really even think about the concept of jazz orchestra.
Right.
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 Like jazz music done orchestra.
Yeah.
In an orchestra format. Right.
Right.
Well, not to change it, but just as a new kind of thing.
Yeah. Well,
right?
They'll break out, like, say, the horn section. Instead of one, there'll be five.
Yeah.
And they'll break out. And it's great. So you'll see that in, of course, and John Truitt has written this article as well, which is great. He said.
And it's done well, because when I was reading it, I was like, oh, I didn't even look who the writer was, but I was like, it's written well. I like the way it's
right.
written.
And I think a lot of people, there were 300 people that came out to Sequoia on that particular night, and it was like you could hear a pin drop, and they were really music enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they were so pleasantly shocked. Right?
Carl got my magazine that I marked up.
Okay.
No, it's fine. I was just like, I could have swore I just put a little pin mark next to it because I liked the way that he was quoting Cleveland on how music is the great equalizer.
Right, right, right.
Right. And that it's a give and take.
It really is. It really is. And he conducts and it's great.
Everything, the orchestra feeds off the crowd, and then the crowd is rewarded by the orchestra, and it's a give and take. It is.
And
the thing about Cleveland is, and it frustrates me more than anything, because, and I know nothing because I don't play music and I don't sing, but he is an incredible singer.
Yes.
But he doesn't like to play and sing,
right,
from what Kim tells me. And so I'm always like, why don't you just play and sing? Like, you know, and he likes to do one or the other.
Yeah, he is. He is an incredible singer, but he's got a wonderful history, and you'll find more information about this jazz orchestra. It's called NorthstateJazzOrchestra.com. And you can get tickets. You can go on Instagram and Facebook. And it's a newly formed nonprofit organization with the goal of maintaining a consistent music community and supporting local and regional musicians and other creative with a living wage. And that was really fantastic because we did get paid for rehearsal and for performance.
Well, and we have a jazz history here, but it's hard. It needs to be cemented and solidified, like permanent, right? So I'm hoping that's what he can achieve.
All right, and hopefully we'll see you this Saturday.
Yeah.
Out at I'll give you more dates on that in a little bit. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $100 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere, and billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher, I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, James Mazzotta.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, I was waiting for Linda to finish.
I said, welcome back, James Mazzotta.
We all stop and look outside. And
I know, because
like,
he was okay. Pulling a Carl Bott.
No, I mean, I didn't want to interrupt you.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
That what he's saying this is portion, that you have this ultimate portion, power.
Yeah. This portion of that's right. You know, I do not ever.
He's playing Colonel Bott.
Do not ever interrupt the Empressor. No. Hey, 8:36 in the morning here on the 1st of June, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67, right off Athens Avenue, and from what I understand, Submarana is moving into the old Lucky Miller's subway
Sub-a-rama.
Place. Subarama.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I was
Sub-a-rama.
Like, what are we talking about?
What did I say?
Subarama.
Well, like Subarama is moving into that. So now I can say it's across the parking lot from Submarana.
Submarana.
Whatever it is.
Submarana.
Anyway, I've never had a bad haircut there. Been going there since 07.
And not a bad sandwich.
And no, you don't get a sandwich if you get a haircut. No, that's not even connected in any way at all. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It works on my schedule because you can make appointments there. And I do it two ways. And you call them at 530-244-9478 or go on Booksy and go to Redding and to Cypress Square Barbershop. And then you get an email the day of your haircut to remind you. You can book it out for months if that's what you want. Like I said, it's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. Two really fine young barbers in there, Tim and Logan. Never had a bad haircut. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally run, and it's man's last stronghold.
Well, I vote if you go get a haircut, they should partner with Subarama and you get a discount on a sandwich.
You know what? They might be able to do that. Anyway, yeah, Subarama was moving in there, and that was kind of good news. They said where they were at, it was just they weren't getting the traffic like you will in Athens.
Well, that's a weird place, where Subarama, they are now. Yeah, I think. I mean, it once you pass Wendy's, everything to me is, I don't even, you know, you've got.
I'm not even sure where it's at.
It's over by the Grand Buffet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I think this is a good move for them.
But they have amazing
locally
sandwiches.
Owned, locally operated. So, yeah. Anyway, we're here with James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And Start Game, what is that?
So this is a love child between a husband and wife, something that started out as just like a fun hobby. Gentleman wanted to have a, what do you call it, a garage with with a video game in it, and then he realized he could you know, take these old games and when they break fix them and all that kind of stuff, and then it outgrew his garage, and you know, and then they had a trip somewhere to Portland and they had seen a bar arcade and said this would be great in Reading, and they thought, well, let's do this in about 5 years, and it basically took 12. And, you know, so it's just kind of a little bit, it's a really great story about their journey and, you know, their wishes and wants and obstacles, but that ultimately it has come to fruition and it is now open, and it's called Bounce Around, and it's on Pine Street. And it is a, like, I mean, it's for family, but it's a kind of slash a historic, nostalgic adult arcade with, you know, drinks, and then they bring in food trucks in the parking lot so you can eat.
How fun.
Yeah, and the pictures are amazing if you look inside.
Right.
I mean, they've got, you know, 100 video games from the past, pinball machines and all that kind of stuff. And so it's decorated. They spent a long time choosing the carpets and the light fixtures. And, it's just continued to grow now, and both of them are super excited that they did it, right? But it talks about all the scary things and, you know, to get it set up.
To get a business going. Well, you know, you've been here, for quite a few years doing business downtown, mm-hmm. and to see, where Reading is evolving. I think this is brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's niche.
Yeah.
But you just got to get people in there, just like Aqua Golf. We've seen that come around. We've talked about that, and now this is
But they're doing
super
well.
Cool.
They're doing well on this. It looks like.
I mean,
Hey, that's you and I, Linda. Go down one evening and play Pac-Man.
I was going to say
and Frogger.
I was going to say. I was looked at Linda, and the whole time I was thinking you need a big pink bow on your head because you like. It's Pac-Woman, Pac-Girl. What is it called?
Miss Pac-Man.
I couldn't remember. Okay. Yeah. There was Pac-Man, and then there was Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
And what about Pong?
Well, Pong was like the original.
Yeah,
one.
That's what I remember.
Well, you know,
the bars.
I remember
Atari 800.
down there on a training exercise in Key West, Florida. And this was back when Frogger was one of the few games you could play. I mean, you had Pac-Man, you know, which is Tetris and that. But Frogger, and my Marines be around that Frogger machine, and there'd be, you know, several pitchers of beer, and, you know.
People get crazy.
It was, you having to jump over logs, and there's alligators eating you, and then the logs come by fast. Yeah.
I remember.
We got to make the
Space
run
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders,
Space
yes.
Invaders.
Galaxia, or what, Galactica?
Galactica.
Yeah, and my one that I really liked, I don't know if it was very popular, but I loved it, was Joust. On the back of the, what are they, emus or ostriches?
Ostriches.
yeah, there was all kinds of stuff that was fun.
You know, we just were up in Mount Shasta, and I'm just like looking at this next article about these hat makers.
So this is, this, I love this article.
In Dunsmuir.
And I love the layout even, the pictures, and it's just buttery and rich and stuff. But this is, husband and wife once again. They have a business, and they're...
It's called Gold Stitch.
Well, that's her business.
Oh.
And his, I don't remember what it's called, something hats or whatever.
Okay,
handcrafted Simon. Oh, Simon and Company.
Simon and Company, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they have these two. Hers is called Gold Stitch. His is Simon and Company. And they're right now in the middle of rebranding.
Okay.
And they wanted, they're bringing their businesses together.
Okay.
But this mainly talks about him and his ability to make custom hats.
Wow.
Felted hats. And they're absolutely done in old tradition, and they're so, so majestic and handsome. And I was thinking this is going to be something that I probably do maybe for my brothers for Christmas.
Yes.
Because what you can do is you can actually go there and then you do a interview, or not an interview, a consult.
Right.
To talk about your hat design, your style, if you have something you want to bring, a piece.
Right.
That you really love, a vintage piece or something that you want somehow incorporated.
Right.
But this is in Dunsmuir, and you know, so like a perfect, to me, the a perfect Christmas gift would be is you go up with your spouse, and then we'll pay for dinner at like, what is it, Madalena's or something. And then you, prior to that, you interview with, the gentleman on your hat choice.
Right, right,
right. And
right.
Then he makes it for you.
I just think that it's would be Sean. Cool. The
Sean.
Best.
Sean, thank
yeah.
you.
And yeah. You know what? We've seen custom hat shops. We were in Santa Fe and other places, and you'll see them. And people are, you pick the type of hat you want.
Yeah, the style.
The style. Mm-hmm. And then they then shape it to what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had one of, John Grounie's sister shapes hats.
Yeah.
At the NFR, I had her shape my hat more into a Gus type of look.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't start out like that. But she was able to do that.
Well, even the main picture, look at his hat that he's wearing and the hat that he's stylizing on the table. And those are two totally different styled hats.
Absolutely.
And I love it. Okay. But he got his hands in felt with a woman teacher that was teaching felting from her own animals.
Wow.
And he just fell in love with the ability, the creativity, and then he just took it a step further, and then he got really obsessed with the fabricing, the materials, right? So he spent a lot of time learning about the materials, and I'm trying to remember. It's funny. It's like a hatter. Is that the name that you?
Yeah, I was looking. Haberdasher.
Haberdasher is. I know haberdashery. What that is?
That's all clothes.
Men's wear. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was looking at it and I'd never heard the term. I think it's just, I was reading it. I think it's just called a hatter.
Well, and you've heard of mad hatters.
Yeah.
And that was because, that's because they used
dyes.
Lead. They used lead paint.
Yeah.
And they would
lick the pen.
They would lick the pen
to
make the brush, you know, be sharp at the end.
Yeah.
And they were ingesting lead.
Yeah.
Which would have a
So that was
effect.
Also part of the article that is unique that he loves is he likes to do the dyeing of the felt with plant-based. So he spends a lot of time out in the wilderness picking up minerals and plants.
Oh, we got
to
go.
Berries and all this
to do the dyes.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and we've got to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more.
Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for Supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to our last segment here on Monday, June the 1st, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be up in the 90s today, my friends, so be aware of that. And our guest today is James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And we've been going through the magazine, which is the 237th issue. Wow, when you think about it. And this is Summer Escape. And, all, you know, the stories kind of go on. You know, they all kind of, in the magazine, whatever the theme is, they all kind of tie to that.
Yeah, so and, parts of it for yeah, sure.
And I want to remind everybody that this Saturday at Shasta College at 7 p.m., is the jazz, the North State Jazz Orchestra
yes,
is going to be there. You can get your tickets at the door, and you can enjoy a great night of jazz music and singing, all from local artists of the North State. Plus, the they have something that you probably haven't heard before. They have a string section that plays, and it's just wonderful. So that's going to be Saturday night, June 6th at Shasta College. So, what's our next article we're looking at here?
There's an article in here, the local food and drink, spot at the Craft House up in Mount Shasta.
Yeah, page 49.
Yeah. So this is, again, two people coming together and taking a spot that was, you know, has been there for a long time and, turning it into a hot spot. And, you know, they are about details and everything we do is craft. Our meat is craft. Our cocktails are craft. So what ended up happening is one of the owners, one of the partners' family, great, great grandparents owned land, up in that area. Mm-hmm. And so they've expanded into, they grow their own beef. They grow their own pork. You know, everything is crafted. And what they do is they just pick something and they work on it until they craft it and master it, right? And then it becomes part of their repertoire in the restaurant. And then they'll start something new. So like recently they were doing pizzas. So they were crafting their dough. They took a long time to change it and the different fermentation and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they make their dough every day.
Yeah.
By the way, this is called Mount Shasta Craft House.
Yep.
And that's just exactly what they mean.
Yeah.
Is everything, you know, comes from, you know, it comes from scratch right there.
And there's a lot up north above us. Obviously, we were talking about Dunsmuir with the Hatter. Mount Shasta has the Craft House, right? And then you go a little bit northeast, and then you've got like, what are they? It's the family. I'm sorry. You've got Denny Bar, right?
Yes.
And Denny Bar Restaurant. And then the big thing is you've got the Five Marys. And they're just a huge organization. Five Marys is a family.
Right.
And they grow beef and they do so many things. They're one of the first slaughterhouses that has been created in the last 50 years in the U.S. That's totally like been designed for humane
small.
Processing.
Yeah. Humane, but it's also for small, small processors that will bring in 10 or 12, beeves.
But this is, north, they really doing some stuff. Yeah.
Right.
They are. They're really, we went up to a restaurant in Mount Shasta for the first time called, you remember? It was called Saturday Night Ogino's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that large, mm-hmm. but the food's excellent. And Mount Shasta, and Linda pointed this out, that Mount Shasta used to be a hippy-dippy, the Marion place.
It still is in a
way. In a
way.
Yeah. But it is shifting now. Mm-hmm. The house prices and all that have gone up astronomically. You're starting to see new businesses on the street it's kind of, it's going upscale.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to be
expensive crystals.
It just felt like driving down Main Street I felt like we were in a expensive ski,
mm-hmm.
like a ski area.
Village. Yeah.
Which is
here. I know, but it was really a
Whistler.
Different, it was a whole different vibe.
Yep.
Thriving and a different vibe than what I recall,
Yep.
So I love the fact that there's a lot of these things changing and growing and new restaurants and people taking chances and wanting to be creative. And we'll have to go back up again. We've got three or four, but two that I can think of right now, two sets of couples that we love that live up there in a second home.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just an hour drive. My God.
It's really nothing. Yeah. And it's a beautiful drive. So if you just have good conversation on the way up, have dinner, spend the night, do some things, whatever. Yeah. So, I know we're coming close to the end of this episode.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
There's a ton more articles that we haven't even covered. I mean, there's the whole approach, Rooted Vitality, Bringing Holistic Care to Reading. It's a really cool article that you had mentioned.
Yes.
They offer, was like, you read through the kind of menu. It was like a
cryotherapy.
Yeah. Electromagnetic therapy.
Yeah.
Weighted blank. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So that's on page 58. So you could read all about that really cool stuff. Then there's Waterworks, and this is in Weaverville.
Do they sell water? Is that the idea?
They do. I mean, they have all kinds of things, but yes, there's a lot more to this location.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. You'd be surprised. Some of these water stores in the city, you can come in and buy a bottle of water for over $100. It comes from some special hole in some.
Was that fairy dust?
It has ice from an Arctic, iceberg and all this.
Russia drilled 10,000 feet into the.
We can't get out of here without going to page 66.
And Iron Man.
Iron Man's here.
Yeah. Global athletes head to Reading for Iron Man. So come August, 16th, you're going to see people swim 1.2 miles, they're going to bike 56 miles, and they're going to run 13.1 miles. So this is a smaller one
Not the full Ironman, however,
there's
already 1,500 people signed up for this. Yeah. And they can take 2,500, and that 1,500 was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we're going to need volunteers out there on the way because it's in August. It's going to be the average temperature is 97. They're going to start it at 5:52 in the morning out at Whiskey Town, of course. I know people that are already entered. And others are putting teams together.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody does the swim, somebody does the bike, mm-hmm. somebody does the run.
Mm-hmm. I'm in it for the backstroke.
2,500 athletes, 11 countries, 37 states.
That's what they're looking at right now.
My claim to fame, backstroke and a Speedo.
Okay.
Just the thought is just amazing.
Repulsive.
In fact, it's in my brain forever right now. But this thing is going to be something. It's going to fill up It's going to fill up hotels all around here.
Oh, yeah.
And stand by for the restaurants. And there ought to be restaurants. All they offer the night before is carbo loading.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, pasta. The noodle bars are going to be going crazy.
Right.
Pizza places because they want the carbs for the next day. And, yeah, I can't wait to see this, really.
Yep.
So, you know, and because I participated in triathlons earlier in my life, and it's a fun event, but this one is going to be a push for a lot of these because they're coming in from probably cooler places,
mm-hmm.
and we hit 97 here, and they're going to be hitting 97 about the time they start the run.
Mm.
Yeah,
It just makes me want.
Now, of course, you go
throw up.
Yeah,
and plus you've got beautiful, beautiful. Just
the country.
Your ads are gorgeous.
Yeah,
but some of your recipes. Oh my gosh, makes me want to go home and make the chicken. You've got a great chicken. Yes,
yeah. The savory for sure.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple, coconut bunt cake things.
Right, lemon.
Lemon, yeah.
And just,
this is the bird is the word, beer can chicken.
No, beer can chicken's been around a long time, and I've seen it.
And it's really good.
This might be something to jump onto and to find and to do that one day.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, what is this? Mini lemon coconut bunt cakes. There we go.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, too, tomorrow O2 Staffing is going to join us, and Curtis Byron is going to be talking about the Pro-Am and Special Olympics. I want to remind everybody that we are broadcasting the Colt 45 games and this year, and so you can always, if you can't go down there, and I tell you what, it's a great place to spend an evening, so... Thanks so much, James, for being with us.
Always.
And have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.